Section 3. You will hear a conversation between a professor and two students, Todd and Jennifer. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Jennifer.
You wanted to see me to get some feedback on your psychology project.
That's right, Professor Baines. We are looking at the whole phenomenon of pushing yourself to the limit when individuals decide to undertake a great physical challenge and taking a closer look at their frame of mind.
I see. Do I sense some skepticism?
Well, we are not convinced that everything is as rosy and wholesome as it seems at first glance.
Right. So can you outline your ideas so far?
Well, anyone who has never run a marathon would be forgiven for thinking that such a challenge would leave you with a lasting sense of accomplishment, although this is not usually the case. But it seems that many marathon runners, by nature, are great goal setters. Of course, this is hardly surprising, given the immense effort needed to prepare for and compete in such a grueling race. However, the problem with goal setters is that once they have reached their goal, they are likely to set a new one to further that sense of achievement.
And what is the problem with that?
This need to keep on refueling one's sense of accomplishment could be because fulfilling the original goal failed, despite the expectations of the competitor, and they did not manage to fill the gap that caused that person to set it in the first place.
In other words, marathon runners who are always looking for a greater challenge feel the need to prove to themselves and others that they have the strength, both physical and mental, to push themselves to the limit and do something relatively few people can claim to have done. It becomes a never-ending cycle in which they try to stand out from the crowd.
That's an interesting hypothesis. Do you have any case studies that illustrate this argument?
In our research, we have come across an interesting example that concurs with this explanation. One amateur marathon runner, Louise Port, who decided a few years ago to enter a race across the Sahara Desert, admitted that it was the most painful and miserable experience of her life, but that under no circumstances would she have given up.
That's one of our key points. All too often, disappointment will follow success, and it is this that spurs the athlete on to set more goals. In the case of Louise Port, running 156 miles across the Sahara Desert and crossing the finishing line ahead of some of the fittest runners in the world did not lead to the expected euphoria. Having been awarded her medal, she looked around at those who had finished ahead of her and came to the realization that her achievement, in not matching theirs, was in fact nothing special.
How do you explain the goal-setter's psychology in such cases?
We believe that a person's need to push themselves further can, in part, be attributed to the age-old question, "Who am I?" We are, deep down, insecure as to our place in the world, and on being bombarded with stories in the media of other people's accomplishments, we feel our own life would have more validity if we too could achieve something exceptional. As if, by becoming part of an exclusive and unique club, we are also bolstering our sense of self-worth.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30. So, This need to do something exceptional, to become part of this club of achievers, gives that sense of accomplishment for a while. Does this possibly apply to only a small proportion of people? Aren't there other motivational factors?
Of course, not all of us choose to test our endurance to the extreme in order to gain that elusive sense of accomplishment, or to feel that we have managed to set ourselves apart from the rest. People compete for a diverse variety of reasons. For some, it is a way of coming to terms with a difficult life-challenging experience, such as coping with a disability.
In fact, far from adding to this challenge, competing in a tough event can actually help people through difficult times. It can boost their belief in their own ability to cope with whatever life has in store for them, whether it's a personal crisis or a trek across Alaska.
That's interesting. You might want to look into another case study that highlights this. There are a lot of war veterans who take such a path after being wounded. Do you have any overview or theories about where this all came from, or why it is evident in today's society? What are your explanations for this phenomenon?
We feel that it is the case that in the Western world today, where we enjoy such comfortable lives, we are in search of something to drive us on. After all, there was once a time when struggle was intrinsic to life, so those who feel the need to compete are simply fulfilling a basic human need that has been with us since we evolved.
There is also a further motivation we have been considering, albeit a secondary rather than a primary one. This is the fact that, while competing in extremely difficult conditions requiring total commitment and focus, we experience complete freedom from the petty worries which make up our usual daily lives. It is a way of opting out for a short period of time from the stresses and strains of modern living.
Well, you two are certainly on the right track in this challenge. There are plenty of interesting ideas, and I'm looking forward to reading your final project. That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.